you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do. All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Hello, and welcome to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. I am your host, Sarah. I hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving and that you were able to spend it with friends, family, loved ones, and there was lots of good food and lots of good company. My Thanksgiving was lovely. A little quiet, which was great. Just spent it with some friends of ours and a little bit of their family who we know and love. And it involved great food and great conversation, a little bit of football, you know, kind of the traditional things. Started the morning out with the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade and, you know, just went from there. Made an appetizer, which was the sole extent of my having to cook. And I can't complain about that. They even sent us home with leftovers. So really, there is nothing to complain about. I hope your Thanksgiving was just as wonderful. So again, welcome to the podcast. And I have another interview for this episode. And I've been really enjoying these interviews so that you can get a different perspective than just mine. And you can get some different ideas on things that you might want to pursue in terms of your health. Today, I'm interviewing Dr. John McGrail, who, among other things, is a hypnotherapist. He is actually, according to the bio on his website, more than a clinical hypnotherapist. He is an established self-improvement expert and a sought-after spiritual teacher who has become one of our country's leading media experts and public speakers relating to personal growth and successful life transformation. His company, A Better You, Inc., serves a worldwide clientele. Individuals of all ages and backgrounds, as well as select corporate clients. Services range from individual sessions to motivational presentations, training seminars, and workshops. So that's just a little bit of his bio from his website, drjohnmcgrail.com. And I had a really good time talking with Dr. McGrail. He's very well spoken. He's very interesting. He is very passionate about what he does. So I'm excited for you to listen to this interview, and I'm going to stop talking so that we can get to it. Hello, Dr. McGrail. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast. I really appreciate you being here.
Well, thank you, Sarah. I really appreciate the invitation. It's great to have a chat with you today.
Thanks. So how are you doing today?
I am doing absolutely beautifully. It's a beautiful day in Southern California, and there are nothing to complain about. Thanks for asking. How about yourself?
Well, it's a beautiful day in Northern California, too, so I can't complain either.
Well, that's great, because you folks just got a bit of rain, I think.
We did. It was nice, but now it's back to being sunny, so I guess I enjoy both. As we get started, if you wouldn't mind sharing just a little bit about yourself so that my listeners can get to know you a little bit, that would be great.
Sure. Well, as you know, I am a clinical hypnotherapist and self-improvement professional. I like to say expert because I've been doing it for quite a long time. And what I do essentially is help people create the change and growth in their lives that they want but are having trouble doing on their own, which unfortunately is most of us because of the way the human mind works. And I take great joy in having people, you know, find whatever it is they've been looking for that they've been blocked from. And I have a rule in my methodology, life is supposed to be fun. And what I like to say is I like to help my clients and workshop students find their fun, whatever that may be. And as I said, I've been doing it for about 16 years now, full time, and just absolutely adore every day.
That's wonderful. Thank you. So your work is around hypnotherapy, and what you call synthesis. So would you explain both of those terms?
Well, sure. Well, first of all, hypnotherapy is widely misunderstood by most people, so that would probably be the best place to start. Hypnosis is a natural state of consciousness, and whether we know it or not, we all do it every day. It happens quite automatically. Anytime you're watching a really good film or even a TV show and you get sucked into the film and you're feeling experience, you're having fear or excitement or happiness or sadness or joy, whatever it is, the feelings that you're feeling are real, but you're watching a complete illusion because we know the movie in reality is not real. Reading a really good book and you can't put it down creates the same state of consciousness, or even simply daydreaming. A lot of people are, I'm infamous for this. You know, I get on the freeway and I start thinking about stuff, and the next thing I know, I have no idea where I am, where my exit is. That's a natural state of hypnosis. So it's a state of consciousness we all do every day. And hypnotherapy is simply using that state of consciousness on purpose to help people create change, because hypnosis creates a very open, receptive state of mind. It's a very childlike, innocent state of mind. And it allows us to talk directly to the subconscious part of the mind, which is where most of our habits, our behaviors, our emotions, our personality, our values live, if you will. And it is the subconscious mind that controls most of our behavior. So hypnosis is a state of consciousness that we use as a tool to help people change the way their mind is working. Because when we're, whether we're doing something that's working for us or if we're blocked in life, it all starts in the mind. And in order to change your life, you have to literally change your mind. It's a cliche, but it's true. So that's the hypnotherapy part of it. Synthesis is a much bigger, well, it's a bigger process because it involves both the conscious and the subconscious mind. And I have a lot of methods and techniques that I've developed and that I've been trained in. And I bring them all together in what I call synthesis to help people create the changes they want very quickly and very profoundly. So that's a short description of the synthesis process, and I'm sure we'll get into it in more detail.
Yeah, okay. Thank you for that. So in terms of the hypnotherapy, I'm sure that a lot of people would have in their minds, you know, kind of a person sitting on a chair and someone with a watch or something swinging it back and forth, you know, kind of the cliche. How do you actually go about getting them to that proper state where they can access those memories, that subconscious?
Well, the truth of the matter is you can use a watch if you want to and swing it back and forth. It simply requires, inducing hypnosis requires focus and concentration. So that's what the cliche watch is for. You have someone focus on the watch. They could focus on a finger. They can just close their eyes and focus on their eyes. It doesn't really matter. There are many, many ways of doing it, but it's simply a procedure that allows the mind to get very focused. And then in that focusing over a short period of time, we guide the mind into shifting into that state of consciousness we call hypnosis. Another word for hypnosis would be trance. And a trance is simply a focused state of mind, and there are no distractions. So all the outside distractions sort of disappear, and that part of the mind that would normally say, no, 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 this isn't what we want, or this isn't the way things work, sort of shuts off for a few minutes. And when that happens, that's when we can talk to that very powerful part of the mind called the subconscious, which is 90% of the real estate in any given anyone's mind is subconscious. Only 10% of our mind is the conscious cognitive part. So it's much more powerful. It's where most of our behaviors, patterns, emotions, fears live, if you will. And it works very much like a computer. So inducing that state of consciousness is there are many, many different ways and techniques to do it. Which is what makes it sort of fun because everybody responds differently. But in that state of consciousness, then we can reprogram that subconscious computer, if you will. And it works really, really well. So yes, the watch is a cliche. That's what we see in TV and those corny movies, but that's only one of many ways. And by the way, I don't ever use a watch.
Okay. But meditation would be a similar form, right? Some people can achieve that through meditation, I would assume? Or is that different?
Well, meditation is very... It is different. It is a very similar feeling. Meditation and hypnosis feel very similar, but they actually affect different parts of the brain. And meditation is a great complement to hypnosis. The easiest way to think about it, and I use meditation extensively in my synthesis process, hypnosis is a state of consciousness that allows us to change things quickly or acutely. Meditation is a state of consciousness that feels similar but acts on different parts of the brain, and it is a beautiful method for maintaining that new dynamic or the systemic dynamic over a long period of time. So we use hypnosis to make the change. We use meditation to keep it there or to make it stick.
Interesting. This is really fascinating. Excuse me while I interrupt with the first break of the podcast. When we come back, we'll be talking more with Dr. John McGrail about his process and what that looks like, how it works, and more on how he feels it can help everyone in their day-to-day lives. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast.
Still on the search of that one true love? On the limbo in this crazy world of dating, marriage, relationships? Well, listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Relationship Podcast, your one-stop podcast for everything about relationships.
Welcome back to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. I am speaking today with Dr. John McGrail, and he is about to talk about really how he got involved in this process of hypnotherapy and developed his process that he calls synthesis. How did you get involved in working with hypnotherapy and then with your synthesis process?
Well, hypnotherapy, it's a bit of a long story. I'll try to make it as brief as possible. Way back when, I was not a very happy camper. You know, I say this all the time. Whenever I do a TV show or a radio show like yours, or I do a workshop, everybody has stuff in life. There's no one that gets through life without some issues. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, most of us don't do anything about it. We live in pain. But I had some major issues many years ago. I was a pretty unhappy camper. I was in an unhappy marriage that never should have happened in the first place. I was pretty compulsive. I was a type A personality and very insecure. I had a lot of stuff. And through the work of a brilliant hypnotherapist, I got through a lot of that, actually most all of it. And in that process, kind of rediscovered what I like to say was my authentic self. And that really launched a whole new phase of my life. And then flash forward many years, I was an executive VP for a media production company. We actually produced corporate training programs, and I got laid off in the dot-com crash. Our very profitable company got bought by a dot-com, and then the dot-com crash happened in 2001. And when the company went out of business, I was one of the first executives to be laid off. So I suddenly found myself unemployed. And at 40-something and trying to figure out, what am I going to do with my life now? You know, do I want to go be a VP for some other production company? And I really didn't like the job. It paid well, but and so I did some soul searching, and I realized that in all the careers I had ever had, military aviation, the airline industry, film and television, and this training company, the part of the job that I loved the most through all those varied careers was training and coaching and mentoring people. I had always somehow ended up in that area. I was an instructor in the military. I was an instructor in the airline. I worked for a training company. I produced a lot of training films. And the fun of it was helping people grow, my staff, coaching and mentoring. So I started looking for ways that I could do that at 40-something with a wife and a mortgage and you know, responsibilities. You know, I couldn't just go back for a 10-year program and get a PhD in psychology mm-hmm. because it would take too long to be able to work. So the short of it was I looked at all kinds of different fields of naturopathic medicine and psychology and even divinity school. And then I remembered hypnotherapy and the training to get an initial certification is only a year. So, and I remembered how powerful it was for me. So the short of it was there's a great college of hypnotherapy right here in LA. It's one of the best in the country, first federally accredited college. And I went to see them and talked about the program and signed up the next day. And the rest is history. I, as I like to say, I haven't worked in 15 years or 16 years ever since I started that. And then the synthesis process really quickly was the result of my PhD dissertation work, just trying to figure out what I was going to do to write an original paper. I was thinking, you know, what do I have to offer? Mm-hmm. Behavioral science, you know, and then I realized I had over 1,000 case files in front of me. And so I said, let me just go, I'm going to do an analysis of the case files. And I have no idea where this inspiration came from, but I want to see if there's a common denominator that separates the people, the clients that have done really, really well and the clients that have done okay, and those few, fortunately, there are very few clients that haven't done well since I started doing this. And I started seeing some patterns and trends. And those patterns and trends, those common denominators, became the basis of the synthesis process. And ever since then, I've incorporated those. That's what created synthesis, and that's my dissertation became my book, The Synthesis Effect. And that's how that all started, and it's just grown ever since.
Okay, thank you so much for that. I really appreciate it. When you said earlier in the interview that, you know, everyone has issues, everyone has their stuff, and we all have certain levels of pain regarding that stuff. So what would be the first question that you feel is the most important for someone to ask in terms of starting this process?
Well, that's an easy question to answer, because it's absolutely a non-trade-off. The first thing I ask every potential client is, what is it that you want to accomplish? What is your stuff? What do you want to change? And then the very next follow-up is this change that you want for you? Because if it's something that someone wants you to do, I get a lot of calls from people that say, oh, my wife, husband, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, wants me to, you know, and fill in the blank. And that never works. It's got to be for you. You have to want it yourself, because there is work involved. This is a very powerful process. It works very quickly and profoundly for most people, but it is a process, and there is work and there's commitment. And if it's not for you, you're not going to make that commitment, and then the results aren't going to be good. And so I don't take those cases. So that's the first question. What is it you want to accomplish? Is this for you? Do you really, really want it? Because if you don't, then I can't help you. But if you do, then come on in, and I'll help you make it happen.
Okay. And are there certain steps that everyone follows, or is it really different for each person?
Well, it is yes and yes. Okay. There's a certain framework around which I do the synthesis process, because I've been using it now for almost 10 years since I first developed it. And so, you know, there is a certain commonality, especially in the beginning of a program, that every client sort of goes through. I take them through and establish an understanding of how and why the issue they have happens. Because most of us don't know, you know, we know we've got something that's not working in our lives, but I ask so many people, how long have you had this? And, oh, it's forever, it seems like. And okay, well, when did it start? I don't know. And, you know, what's caused it? I don't know. And so I help them understand how and why we get into these messes in our lives. Because with that understanding comes power. They realize there's nothing wrong with them, because a lot of people think there's something wrong with them. They realize they're not alone. Almost everybody says, oh, I'm the only one that has this issue, and that's so not true. And then they realize through that understanding that it is fixable. And then I introduce the tools that we use, and that's where things start to, you know, there's some variance there. I essentially use hypnosis with virtually everybody I work with, because it is such a powerful and effective tool. But there are so many other techniques and methods that I'm trained in, and some methods that I've developed on my own that are sort of proprietary and exclusive. And so that's when things, depending on the person and their needs, their personality, their values, their desires, that's where things can get variable, because everybody, with me at least, gets a very customized course of work. I like to say there's both an art and a science to this work. The science is the set of tools and methods. The art is knowing how to use them with a given person to get results very quickly. And that's something that you really can't train. That's something that you either have or you don't, or you develop or not. So yes, there's a sort of commonality framework around which we build the program, but every person gets a very customized, personalized course of treatment, so they get the results as quickly as possible.
Okay. Thank you. You mentioned on your website that that spirituality is an important part of your process. So talk about your work in terms of overall health, you know, emotional, physical, spiritual.
Well, yes, spirituality is a huge part of the process, because one of the key factors in almost everybody's issue, whatever it is. I mean, if you look at our society in general, we are a society that is stressed. We are anxious. We are addicted. We are obese. We are over-medicated. We are angry. I mean, you know, the mass consciousness is really in pretty bad shape. And the reason for that is because of just exactly what you said, an imbalance in physical, emotional, and spiritual energies. Modern Western culture, which I call technology-driven culture in most of the world now, about 500 or 600 years ago, we started drifting away from spirituality. And spirituality and religion are two very different things. And when modern science and philosophy was developed in the Great Enlightenment time, back in the Renaissance, because we became so enamored with science, with empirical evidence, rather than just thinking God took care of everything, which is how it used to be, when we separated science from religion, we forgot that spirit and religion are different, and we sort of left spirituality on the dust pile, if you will, in our culture, as opposed to the native cultures of the world, the indigenous peoples, who are all about spirituality and live much more well-balanced lives. So because most of us, and again, most of the people I see, part of their problem is that they are not in touch with their essence, their spirit, which is a very, very powerful energy. So it's a huge part of the process. And essentially, what synthesis is about is creating and maintaining physical, emotional, and spiritual balance. When those three energy streams are balanced and integrated and working together and nurtured, then we have a very happy, healthy, productive human being. So that's the essence of it. Spirit is huge because most of us are sadly out of touch with it. And it doesn't take a lot to get back into touch with it, nor to nurture it. But until you do, you can't really feel good. It's just impossible.
And I need to jump in here with one more quick interruption as we take our second and final break of the podcast. When we come back, we'll be speaking more, of course, with Dr. John McGrail. Stay tuned and we'll be right back with the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
And we are back for that conclusion of my interview with Dr. John McGrail. He is talking about hypnotherapy, synthesis, and this process of finding balance in your entire healthy life, meaning your entire physical, emotional, and spiritual health. So let's get back to the conclusion of that interview. How do you then encourage people to find the balance in those areas of their lives? Because, you know, it really is a whole picture of health.
Yeah, well, again, it depends on the person. Some people are very adept at taking care of their bodies. So they're in great physical shape and they eat well, but emotionally and spiritually, they're out of whack. Some people are more spiritually attuned, but they're physically neglecting themselves. And so it really does depend on a given individual, where they are, how they're living, what their history is. And there is no, one thing, but I do know this, is that whatever the person's issue, once those energies are balanced, the problems go away. And a lot of the other problems that they had also start going away on their own. That's the beauty of this process. We sort of take the most important thing first, and then as that begins to change, as they begin to rediscovered their authentic selves. I know that sounds kind of woo-woo, but that's the best way I can describe it. And as they begin to feel their power and live in their power and balance their energies, a lot of the other issues they had just sort of simply fall off the wayside. It's kind of like flicking a mosquito off your arm. And that's the beauty of this process. And that's why spirituality is so very important. And again, it's got nothing to do with religion. It can, But most of the time, religion and spirit are sort of separate issues. Even in the most religious people, you can see no spirituality. And I know people that are incredibly spiritual that don't practice a religion. So they don't have to be mutually exclusive, but they often are.
And you said the phrase woo-woo in your last statement. And I can imagine that, especially in this age of technology and just how technology-driven we are, there would be people that would look at your work and say, there's absolutely no way that could work, or, you know, I don't believe that that could work. What is your response to that?
Sure, yeah. Yeah. Well, my response is, be as skeptical as you want. I really don't care. You can be cynical, you can be skeptical, but here's proof. First of all, hypnotherapy and the other tools and techniques that I use have been around since the dawn of civilization. Meditation is as old as humanity, and it has been scientifically proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that these methods work. It's as simple as that. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of cases of people that have changed their lives profoundly. So even to a client that says, look, I'm not sure I really believe this, I say, you know what? You don't have to. Just do the work and watch what happens, and then you tell me how you feel about it. Or if someone absolutely refuses, then fine, live in your pain because there's nothing I can do for you. And it does require, it's really interesting, we've been taught in modern technology-driven society to believe only when we see. I'll believe it when I see it. That's sort of how our minds are trained. That's how science is based. And you know, in terms of science, that's terrific. But the truth of the matter is, when we want to manifest something, the way the energy flows is exactly the opposite. And again, I always point to the indigenous cultures of the world because they think exactly opposite to the way we think. They believe in order to see. In other words, they put energy into something in order to manifest it. And ironically, in some of the most cutting-edge scientific experiments, we are now finding, to the delight of many like myself, is that the way they think is the way manifestation actually occurs.
Oh, wow.
And so now we're getting scientific evidence that's proving that in order to really manifest, you've got to believe in order to see rather than seeing in order to believe. So using that, I love the irony here, because using that scientific rigor, believing in order to see, or seeing in order to believe, in other words, testing things and proving them, we have proven that the way manifestation works is exactly the opposite. So once people go through it, as cynical as they may be, if they do the work, if they commit, and if they just allow themselves to have the experience, then they change, then they suddenly say, ah, okay, now I believe it. But it does require a little bit of blind faith at first, because if you don't try the process, it cannot work.
Right. And I think a lot of people nowadays just feel stuck and they don't know what to do about it. I talk to a lot of people who just say, I feel stuck and there's nothing I can do about it. What do you say when someone says, I'm stuck and there's nothing I can do about it?
First of all, everybody feels stuck. That's what I mean. But when I say everybody's got stuck, that's exactly what I mean. Everybody at some point in their life, or maybe several points in their lives, is going to feel stuck. And they don't feel like there's anything they can do about it. And that is because of the way the human mind has evolved. We are hardwired. It is in our DNA to resist change, even though we know the change we want will be good for us, we'll be better for it, we'll be happier, and we know what we want, it's very difficult to do it on our own. That is just the way the human mind works. And so when they say, there's nothing I can do about it, I say, no, that is not true. There may be nothing you can do about it on your own, because on your own, you're going to stay in that pattern called homeostasis, that resistance to change. But if you get the right assistance, then there's a lot you can do about it. Everybody, and I say this with every class, every client, every show I do, and this is so important, everybody has everything they need within them to create the changes in their lives they want. It will probably almost certainly take a little assistance because of the natural resistance of the mind, but if you get that assistance and get by that resistance, then the sky is the limit. You can have whatever you want. You don't have to live the life you think you're stuck with. You can live the life of your dreams. And that's what this is all about, is helping people get through that resistance and out the other side.
Yeah, I love that, because I think so often in our society these days, you know, we're the whole independent, pull yourself up by your own bootstraps kind of mentality. And it really isn't always possible. You do need the assistance of others. We need community. And so I love that that is what you tell people and that you remind them that they can't do it on their own.
Well, you know, it's really interesting because, again, this is a societal issue, but if you have a toothache, you go to the dentist. If you bang up your car, you take it to a mechanic. Mm-hmm. But if you've got an issue with your mind, you're emotionally stuck, or you have a fear or a phobia or a habit or a pattern that you can't get out of on your own, we have this stigma in our society about seeking help for those mental, emotional issues.
Absolutely.
We're supposed to suck it up and get through it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really a shame because it keeps a lot of people from living a joyful life. And I don't know where that stigma came from. I blame it on the Puritan ethic in my book. I mean, that's as far back as I can go. But I grew up in New England, and it's a very provincial area of the country. And people are even more resistant to mental health issues back there, at least were. I haven't been there a long time, but than they are out here in the West Coast. People tend to be more open. But regardless, from a societal point of view, there is this stigma about getting assistance for mental issues, for emotional issues. And it's ridiculous because once you get the help and the issues go away, then you can start living powerfully. And that's what life is supposed to be. Going back to what I said earlier, rule number one, life is supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be enjoyable. It's supposed to be about abundance and happiness. It's not supposed to be about suffering. And so if you get the help you need, you can end your suffering. And with a little practice, you can learn to live your life virtually free of suffering. Not completely, it's never perfect, but virtually free of suffering. And that's the whole goal of the synthesis process, is to help people get to that level. And it's not hard to do. It really isn't.
All right. Thank you. So your number one rule of life is, this is a slightly sillier question, but life is supposed to be fun. So what do you do for fun?
Well, you know, fun takes a lot of forms. And when I say life is supposed to be fun, I don't mean an endless, series of hedonistic parties. What I mean by that, just to explain it, and then I'll tell you what I do for fun, but what I mean by that is that when you wake up in the morning, you're looking forward to the day. Whatever you do for a living is something hopefully you're passionate about, because when you're passionate about what you do to make money, you don't feel like you're working. You like the people in your life. You like your relationships. You like the choices that you are making, and you really like overall how your life is unfolding. That's what I mean by fun. Now, for me, I have a lot of fun because I'm doing what I believe I was put on the planet to do. As I said, I haven't worked in 16 years. I love every day. I love all the workshops. I love all my clients, or almost all of them. Every now and again, it happens that I don't feel like going in, but very, very rarely. And I'm living, you know, the life of my dreams in many ways. And for recreational fun, I live on a boat. And my wife and I love to take our boat out, and we fish for tuna and whatnot. And I love to play golf, and I love to be in the woods and hike. And I love the study of native philosophies, because that's a lot of where I learned and developed my processes from. And you know, on a day-to-day basis, I've got good health, and I take care of myself physically, emotionally, and spiritually as best I can, and I get help when I need it, because everybody does. And so, yeah, that's my fun. As I say, everybody can find their way to theirs, whatever that may be.
On the website, you've got a section where it talks about your book, but you also have some digital downloads. So tell us a little bit more about those.
Well, the digital downloads on my products page are simply do-it-yourself hypnotherapy/synthesis programs. Some of the more common issues that people come to me for, quitting smoking, which is not as big as it used to be. It used to be a very, very big part of my practice. I used to do probably 100 to 150 smokers a year, and it's gone way, way down, which is good because fewer people are smoking. But there's a quit smoking program. There's a smoking for weight control, which is another very popular issue that many people have. They want to lose that 10 or 15 or 20 pounds, and no matter how hard they try, no matter how long they go to the gym, they always put it back on. So that's a program to help with that process. There's a program for sleeping, because a lot of people are having trouble sleeping with all the stress and anxiety that's going on in society. And then there's a program called Pathway to Transformation, which is just it's a general program. It's something that you can use for virtually anything you want. So those download programs are available on my website, hypnotherapylosangeles.com, and my other site, drjohnmcgrail.com. And they're just designed to help people who either cannot or don't want to come in, or work with me personally or someone personally, they can go through and take themselves through the program. And they're very, very effective for lots and lots of people.
You just mentioned your website. So tell people again where they can find you on the internet and social media, if you're on social media.
Sure. Well, I am on the internet. Well, first of all, if you just Google me, Dr. John McGrail, there are two of us. One is a psychiatrist in Ohio, and then there's me. I'm the guy that has no hair.
In some of your pictures, you have hair.
And I'm I have not much left. So if you Google me, you'll find all my websites. Hypnotherapy Los Angeles, that's all one word. Hypnotherapy Los Angeles, all spelled out, .com is the site that's more focused on the hypnotherapy practice, my day-to-day stuff. DrJohnMcGrail.com is the other website, which is more focused on the synthesis part of things, and it's also where people can best reach me for media appearances and speaking engagements. If you have an organization or a company, I've got corporate clients that want a presentation, a motivational presentation, that DrJohnMcGrail.com. I have a YouTube channel that I can be found, my name, John McGrail or Dr. John McGrail, and there's a video series called A Better You in a Minute or Two that are just short little videos that come out every 2 weeks or so, little tips and tricks on how to live life more powerfully on a day-to-day basis. And if anybody wants to subscribe to that, you can go to my website, sign up, and then you're on the mailing list. And when a new video comes out, you get an email with the video and the description. If you want to watch it, you can. If you think it's good, if you don't want to watch it, you can delete it or hopefully send it on to somebody else. And then Facebook, again, if you just do John McGrail or Dr. John McGrail Hypnotherapy, I'm on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn, same name, Dr. John McGrail. Twitter, at Dr. John McGrail. So I'm pretty reachable, and my numbers and email addresses are all over my website. So if anybody has questions after today's discussion, if they have a personal question, they can either email me or call me, and I always promise that they will get a personal confidential response. There's never any obligation. But if you have a question, you want to know more, or you're even thinking about maybe you wanting to make a change, I've got clients all over the world, thanks to technology. Remote sessions are very easy to do. And if they reach out, they will get a personal response from me. And there's never any obligation, but I really love to help people start the process if they want to, and even help them find someone in their area if they don't want to work remotely. So yeah, I'm easily reachable. And I appreciate the opportunity to put that information out there.
Yeah, thank you so much for that. Is there anything that we haven't covered that you would like to add to our discussion?
Well, we could go on for hours and hours and hours, really. Truthfully, but we gave it a great overview. And, you know, the one thing I would want to say again, if I can just leave the listeners with any one thought, and that is, again, to realize that whatever it is you want to create, whatever's holding you back, it doesn't matter what it is, it is changeable. You're probably going to need a little help to make it happen, but once you get it, it can happen so quickly, it will feel almost magical. And I just encourage people to find their fun. Doesn't have to be me, but don't live your life in pain. It doesn't have to be that way.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the time that you spent with me this morning. And this has been very insightful and a really fascinating process. So thank you for explaining it and helping us to understand a different way of, kind of getting to the root of our problems and finding the fun and the joy in life.
Well, thank you so very much for the invitation and your generosity in having me on. And if you ever want to, have another chat, just let me know. I'd love to come back. But
yeah,
it's been great. You're
I
terrific.
Would love that. Oh, thank you. And I would love to talk more about this because, as you said, we could probably talk for hours about all of the...
We could dive in a lot more deeply. But it's great that we had a chance to just kind of get this overview out there and hopefully get some people thinking about their lives and the things they'd like to change and even better, reaching out and
yes,
making it happen, because it starts with that first phone call.
Yes, absolutely. Again, thank you. I really appreciate the time.
My very great pleasure, and I thank you. Have a great Thanksgiving and holiday season, and both to you, your family, and all the listeners out there.
Thank you. Same to you. Once again, I want to say thank you so much to my guest, Dr. John McGrail, for taking the time out of his weekend to speak to me. Obviously, we spoke a little while ago since he wished me a happy Thanksgiving. He's not speaking to me from, some kind of strange parallel dimension where Thanksgiving hasn't happened yet. We just sat down and spoke the weekend before Thanksgiving. Thank you again to Dr. John McGrail, and thank you to you for tuning in as always. I love all my listeners. I am so happy that you have joined me for these podcasts, especially these interviews. I hope that you will join me again next week. I might have an interview, but I can't say anything about it right now because it's a little bit up in the air, so I don't want to tease something and then have it not happen, but I hope that you will join me regardless. In the meantime, you can find all of our podcasts at www.gsmcpodcast.com. You can download those podcasts on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play, any app that you use for your mobile device, and you can follow us on social media. I would love to hear from you on social media. We are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thank you again for joining me. Please join me again next time. In the meantime, go out and be the healthiest you can be. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.